Oh. Don't follow anything that takes you away from this silence. But rather, if a thought or an impulse rises, attention, a sense of lack, gently coax it back to this simple, open presence. Or another way to formulate the invitation is sometimes an impulse to move towards the future or towards the past, to follow an object, a thought, a feeling is strong, and it's as if that feeling, that resistance, that thought has taken our hand, the hand of our attention, and is moving us away from what we love the most, where we want to reside. And so all we need to do is let go of that hand that has grabbed our attention. Let go of the resistance, the thought, the feeling, the tiny micro sensation in the body that we have given our power to. Just let go. We remain as we are, where we are, as or in this open presence. And the impulse, the resistance, the thought, that movement away from presence is allowed to be what it is. It's allowed to unfold. So it's like a kind of consistent turning away from the objects that take us away from our love, that seduce us away from the peace. But it's not it's gentle, gentle turning away, saying, no, I'm staying here. I'm staying here and you are free to be whatever it is that you are. O thought, O sensation, O resistance, O fear. But I am not giving you my attention. I am abiding in presence. Or I am turning back towards presence. Towards no thing. And if you want to come with me, O body, O mind, O sensation, feeling, thought, I will place you on this altar. And you will rest. You will taste the peace that is always all around you. When you stay here, now, feel yourself to be that in which all your experiences unfold. Or be open to that possibility. When you open to that possibility, you send the message, a kind of yes message, into that which is not known. It's like you're facing the night sky with your wide open arms. and your wide open heart. Yes, to the mystery. To the vastness, to the possibility of infinity. You can say yes because somewhere, somehow, you know that you are stardust, that you are made out of that infinity. Somewhere, somehow, you know that what moves you and breathes you and thinks you and makes you makes your every experience. Is coming from the heart of infinity. The mind that is habituated to serve the separate self cannot understand that. But the heart that defies conditioning somehow knows that. So trust your heart. Trust the palms of your hands. Trust the purity of your breath. Trust the life that is your body. Gently feel your body. As it is right this moment. Smile at your body from the openness. Your body, each one of us. Each one of our bodies is somehow our special garden. It's our temple. It's as if our shared presence had divided itself into lots of multitude of gardens, and each garden has its temple, and each temple is your body, is a body. Feel your temple. You don't have to do anything. It's not man-made. It's God-made, and it's renewed every moment. It's a living temple. But though somehow it has a familiar structure, a familiar shape. So feel. The the shape of your temple. The breath. Feel your movement, the movement of the breath. Feel the body resting on its foundation, which is the earth. We're not looking for anything, we're just welcoming this body. And yes, it's a temple. But it's a temple that has been assaulted, taken over by ignorance. At times, and when I say ignorance, I don't mean it in a judgmental way. I mean that this body, this temple, has been inhabited by habits of fear, of separation, of forgetting its divine foundation and substance. And it's nobody's fault, nobody's fault. Not your mother, not your father, not your grandfather, not your grandmother, not your country, not you, most of all. Nobody's fault. Just feeling this temple in its honest condition. As if you were re-entering it with bearing a candle or a light. Shining a light on the places that have not received any light for way too long. And this light doesn't want anything, doesn't change anything, doesn't have any ideas about how a body temple should look like. This light that we shine right this moment on each one, our body, my body, is simply light. It's light. The light of presence. And that your body, if it wants, it can move, even though the words are not suggesting specific movements. Very small movements. As if the light that has been shined on it is warm. It's like a caress, and the body just responds to this caress of presence. And I'm not just talking about maybe the physical body here, but also the body of energy, the body of feelings. And feel the weight of the body is coaxed gently to surrender. The weight of the pelvis, of the legs, of the feet, of the arms, the shoulders. the hands, the weight of the eyes, the eyelids, the jaw, the weight of the teeth, the weight of the ears, the weight of the skin, the weight of everything, the weight of the bones, the weight of the muscles, everything that we hold as separate beings, we can surrender in this invitation. Because the light of presence tells the weight that was held, look, I will hold you. I, presence, like the sky, I will hold you. Like the sky holds clouds, the clouds don't fall out of the sky. And you, O temple, will not fall out of me ever. No sensation, no feeling, nothing can fall out of me, so you can let go into me. And feel again the body responding to this invitation. Feel where the hips and the pelvis are touching your chair, your cushion, the ground, and just let the torso and the spine move so that it's as if you were pressing the lower body into the earth. And the earth is yielding, she's open because she too is divine. And also the torso as it moves, as your skin, the edges of your body, of your face touch the space beyond the body. Feel that it's because you're invited. You're inviting a connection of the body with the space all around. So the movement isn't you, the usual way, it's the light of presence is moving the body, moving your temple. Yes. So very gently let the head and the neck trace a circle, very, very gently, because the head and the neck, such an important part of the temple, holds so much tension. Feel very gently, and you're not doing it, something else is moving the neck, the head, oiling, lubricating with a very sanctified ointment. Now the other way, slow. Any place that creaks, that is painful, is being caressed by the light. Now the head comes back. Let the head move whatever way But really, there's no head, it's a sensation, like a wave-like sensation. And then let it find stillness. And the top of the head, let it push gently towards the ceiling, elongating the spine, because that's the center of the temple, your spine. Let it rise. Let the shoulders drop. And then don't do anything. Welcome what's creeping out of the darkness. All the creepy crawlies, all the limping sensations coming out into the light. Slowly the body, the torso turning towards the left side, very slow. You can place your hands one on top of the other. And then you let go, you surrender the posture. You let the light bathe the whole body. You wait without hope. Without longing. Mental presence catches you in her arms. And now the torso towards the right. Don't do it. It's like an offering of your temple to presence in all its humility, with all its pain, with all its lack, with all its fear, with all its grief, with its history. Here's my temple that has been suffering. And you wait without hope, without longing, because you know you are in her already. Just wait. And then you hear her, you feel her. When I say her, I mean presence. How when we wait without hope, without longing, without knowing, yet open, and the torso comes back, she comes. And slowly come to standing. Take your time, unfolding your legs, finding the feet and the earth. Moving away the cushion. Very gently letting your love be the director, be the mover, be the toucher. So if the body needs to be touched or stretched or wriggled, completely trust it's all coming from the right place. And feel your feet, and just step your feet right and left. Just gently step and feel the earth. And then let the weight find its natural position between the between the two feet that are hip width apart, and the weight a little bit to the back, a little bit to the front, a little bit to the sides, until it finds its natural place. And the breath, and all the sensations, some of them difficult. Feel the ankles, the knees, feel the hips, the elbows, the wrists, the shoulders. Stay a bit, stay. We're so used to moving away from discomfort, reaching for the next object that will bring comfort. Feel your heart. Feel your palms, your face, your belly, your breath, and hear the yes that your body is saying, like, yes, please, can I stay, even if it hurts, even if it's painful? Please, can I stay with you? Can you stay with me? Can I feel a bit longer the space all around? Can I feel that I'm okay no matter what? It's the wave, our body, the temple is the wave. It's limited, it's small, it's humble. But it's so beautiful. Now feel your arms, let your arms float up into the space in front. Long arms, long fingers. All the way up to the ceiling. Clasp your hands together, index towards the ceiling, thumbs moving back, and then just stretch the body, stretch the line, touch the ceiling with your index, drop your shoulders though, and then open the arms, let them come down. You can even flop them down. You can make a circle with your arms, make a circle with your arms, flopping them down, up and around. Big circles. Let's move a little bit. And then let your arms come down to the sides of your torso, and then start swinging your torso right and left, turning your torso and letting your arms flap, flop, flip, flop, left and right. Just very easy. Your knees are bent. Your breath is free. Feel that this body, this temple is a moving temple. Touch the air, the temperature. Yes, and then let this subside naturally on its own. You don't have to do it. Let the movement come to stillness. And now a little shaking, a little shaking. You put the body in the shaking machine. Little shaking. See that everything would enjoy this little shaking out. Shaking out of the hips and the shoulders. A face, the feet, but the spine, the breath. Maybe even a jumping. This is a way of saying to the body, look, sweetheart. In ignorance, I keep you tight and still. I keep you held. But I know you love to move. I know you love the space. And here in the shaking, we are reacquainting ourselves with that. Let these arms shake as big as they want. And the hips. Ha! And the voice. Yes, 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 yes. Feel the earth under the feet and how the feet and the earth know what to do. Right and left, feet and earth. What happens if you let it? Yes, sometimes it's a big step. Feel your legs are coming to life, and then slowly let the movement subside. But don't stop the movement. You let it subside, but it somehow continues, perhaps. What are the hands doing? If they are allowed to be the hands that praise, the hands that are the temple hands. And the arms. Yes, and then gently, gently coming back to a position with the body. Just standing, arms to the side, feet hip width apart, like a statue. Feel the fuzziness of the borders of the body and that makes sense, doesn't it? That the body, the temple that is the body, would be completely connected with the temple that is nature, the environment. Itself completely connected to the temple that is our invisible presence. Fuzzy borders, even the feet and the earth, that meeting, feel it, heels, soles, toes, earth. Just feel it, for don't make it be anyway, just feel the temperature, the texture, the vibration. And then feel the ankles again. Feel the vibration in the ankles. Go deeply into the ankles. No knowledge. This is a corner of the temple. You've not visited it for a while. You're listening, you just go into a dark corner of the temple called ankles and you just listen to the vibration. And you listen for space there because you know that there's space. And now the knees, listen into the knees. Left knee. Right knee. I know it's hard because we're not used to listening. And of course, I'm asking us to direct our attention. So I'm asking two contradictory things. One, to direct attention and then not to manipulate. So try your best. It's like listening to the knees as we take our stand as the openness. And the hips. We're very, very, very conditioned to think the body. So this is not easy, what I ask. And it's fine not to succeed. You just try as a devotional practice. Now feel your wrists. First, feel your palms, tops of your hands, your fingers, the space between the fingers, very alive. And then try to visit the wrists. The right wrist, the the left wrist. Say hello. Say, you know what? You've been really in the darkness, but I'm shining a light, gentle. You can come to life. Now feel the elbows. Right elbow. Left elbow. Shining a light. Saying hi. Saying, look, you're wide open. Your space, your pure space. Same with the wrists. Now the shoulders. Feel you can shine a light deep into the shoulders. Even though you don't have to visualize it. And there's a lot of resistance possibly. No. We're keeping the upper arms nice and compressed against the torso. And we're keeping the lower arms and the upper arms nice and compressed through the elbow, etc. And here we are saying, no, look. Look, arms, you can float away from the torso if you want. Try. And look, forearms, you can float away from the upper arms. And look, hand, you can float away from the lower arm. And look, feet and calves and thighs, you can have more space. And hips. Why not? And then gently again, the movement imposes itself. This time, feel that the movement comes with this knowledge that there's space in the articulations. Feel the movement is the space moving within itself. Maybe you want to visualize that this body is like a puppet, and each articulation has a string attached, and there's a divine puppeteer somewhere up there. And you have no idea what movement comes after what. And each finger, each articulation of the fingers and the hips and the spine. And don't forget the neck and the head. The puppeteer is not located. It's in all directions. It's not a person up there in the sky. It's the whole space is a puppeteer now. Don't think too much. Yes. And then gently coming back again to stillness. Again to that position of the hip width. Feet and the arms resting and not moving the body. But sensing the edges, the air on the skin, the clothes on the skin, the earth under the feet. Where am I located? Can I locate myself in a temple that is bigger, that is open, open-walled temple, that is alive? That is very, very tender. Slowly, we're going to come back down to sitting. Take your time. Feel the breath. We're going to do a very simple breathing exercise called Kapalabhati, which some of you know. And I'll just explain it very simply. I'll actually demonstrate it. It goes like this. If I were to do it with my mouth open, ha, 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 ha. So the exhale is active and the inhale is passive. But we don't do it with our open mouth. We do it with a closed mouth through the nose. And as the exhale happens, there's a contraction of the belly, but that's natural, so don't feel you have to manufacture it. And the overall quality during this breath is one of effortlessness and a feeling of ease. So if you start to accumulate tension, but we won't do it for long anyway, you stop and you just wait for everything to come back to a place of neutrality and gentleness, and then you can start again. So here we go together. You take a breath in, and we go. Tick, 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 tick. Long inhale, long exhale. And then simply surrender the body to the present. And we do it again after a mid-range inhale. Long inhale, long exhale. Then you don't do anything, you surrender the body to the vibration all around. Make sure when you when you explore this breath, that you try to purify it gently of the doer, of the breather, in fact. Feel it more like a prayer, a kind of breath prayer that's very easy, very effortless. And here we go again, breathing in. Long inhale. You can let the body go into the vibration. If you feel it, it's safe. Infinitely safe. When I say vibration, I mean presence. I mean her. I mean love. All these breathing pranayamas, they really are the caress of love, the kind of lullaby, different lullabies that the mother sings through these practices to reorchestrate our bodies, to remember her. Don't do anything. Thank you all. I have to disappear a bit early. But feel free to stay if you want. Thank you. Thank you, Ganga. Thank you, Anne Beatrice. Hi. Hi, Hilka, Alexa, Leanne, Sarah, Maria Rosa, Quentin. Hi. Bye. Thank you for coming.